News Radio WJPF, Ron Ellis, Williams County Commissioner, and CPA, which I'm going to use both categories today, since you're kind of a rare bird. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Good so far? Good 2018?
Yeah, it's early. We have the whole year.
It's early.
We haven't had to do any budgets yet this year.
Yeah, I say that all the time. Yeah, it's still early. A couple of items. One, and I saw this splashed all over social media. I saw a lot of published reports saying, look, with the new tax reform law, you're better off now because of the status of Illinois taxes and property taxes on federal tax forms to pay an advance in a year of property taxes if you live in Illinois.
Tom, here's what I told my clients that I talked with. A lot of them small business owners, if they were taking money away from their retirement plan to do that, it was a bad idea because the better deduction is putting money into your retirement plan. Plus, that's more going down the road for you. On December the 27th, that was Wednesday, the Internal Revenue Service posted on its website that if you, on real estate taxes, if they're not assessed, they're not going to allow the deduction if you pay it. Well, Illinois does not assess the taxes that early. Neither does Texas, Florida, Missouri, or Tennessee. Those states I know do not. The rest of them I don't know about. But I know those states don't, Illinois being one of them. And so how is the IRS going to police that? We don't know. My best guess is if your tax line doubles, they're going to look at that and they may challenge that. We don't know. We just have no idea.
But the issue here is really the date of the assessment, so the proper sum.
The date of the final assessment in Illinois or in Williamson County anyway, because it varies from county to county, that will be completed by the end of March.
But, you know, through assessments, I mean, it never goes down. It always goes up.
Correct.
So wouldn't you be safe paying last year's rate and then making good on any corrections
later?
Well,
that just tells you right there that the assessment's not completed because of what you just said. Reality is, now, let's use Williamson County as an example. 2 years ago, the state legislature permitted the prepayment of real estate taxes. And they did that for people that don't escrow because it's tough to come up with a $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, $12,000 real estate tax nut all at one time. So they permitted people that have their homes paid for to go ahead and start prepaying that on a monthly basis or quarterly basis. Last year, from December 1st, because that's when you can start doing it, till May 1st, Williamson County collected a little over $100,000 in prepayments. From 12/1 to 12/29, we collected a little over $2,072,000, correct. So there were a lot of people prepaying their real estate taxes this year. Now, what we do is that money goes into an escrow account. It's an interest-bearing account. We get to collect the interest, and then that money just sits there until the real estate tax payments are made, respectively, in July or September. The real crux of this is going to be charitable contributions because a lot of people prepaid their charitable contributions also because anticipating they're not going to be able to itemize because of the higher standard deduction. I'll use our church as an example. At the last Sunday of December, we collected above our normal contribution that we normally collect on the average, $197,000. And that was people prepaying their charitable contributions. So you're going to see a lot of companies, entities that rely on those charitable contributions.
Right, to balance their tax debts.
They're not going to get that. Like your dog shelters, animal shelters, Red Cross, whatever. There's going to be, I anticipate that you're going to see a lot less charitable contributions made in 2018 because
of tax purposes.
Of the taxes.
Yeah. All right, another item, and we hear more and more about this, and I'm curious here, just once again where I ask you to be Williamson County Commissioner and a CPA. Progressive taxes increasingly being spoke of. Matter of fact, Bob Diber, who's going to be joining us later this morning, Democratic candidate, when he released his tax forms last week, says, I'm in support of a progressive tax. My understanding is if progressive taxes were to be implemented in Illinois, it would require a change in the Constitution.
That's absolutely correct. There's a couple of people on the Democratic side promoting the progressive tax. The state constitution, if it means anything, is specifically is against progressive tax. It's a flat tax, period. And the federal or the corporate rate is based off of what the individual rate is. It's a set percentage above the individual rate is the maximum that you can go at the corporate level, and that's what the state has done. That's how they come up with the higher tax bracket. They use the 4.95% for individuals, and then they were able to increase the percentage that they were allowed to by Constitution to the corporate tax. Then you add the replacement tax on top of it, so you get a double whammy at the corporate level. We've talked about that before. But to change, to go to a progressive tax in Illinois literally would require the changing and the amendment of the state constitution.
All right. Which portion?
Revenue section 7.
Okay. Can you explain to me more about that?
I don't have it memorized.
What?
But it the corporate rate or the individual rate is a set amount. It has to be equal for everybody. The Constitution literally once says that lower income people can't pay a higher percentage than higher income people.
Gotcha.
Now, back when this was set up a century ago, this was, you know, there wasn't the big disparity of income that you have today.
And the property taxes were also not as large either.
Well, the property taxes were set up by the state constitution.
And capped.
But the state got rid of that back in 1932. They went to a sales tax to replace the collection of real estate taxes at the state level.
Our real estate taxes are just, I mean, that's the topic everywhere you go in Southern Illinois. That's what they're talking about, taxes. And you and I talk about quite a bit when we're not on the air. I mean, you've heard how many people here on the air have said, we got to freeze property taxes. And while at the same time, you know, pushing more debt towards the local level, pensions in particular, while limiting local bodies' ability to, or at least trying to collect money to be able to support those programs. There comes a point where the math breaks down, doesn't it, Ron? The math in the community can't support it any longer?
I think we're already there, Tom.
And you're basing that off the fact that people are leaving?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, when you have 642,000 people leave a state in less in just 7 years, you might have a problem. And the problem we have with the great state of Illinois, and it is a good state, if the legislatures would get out of the way and let the people operate inside the state, but they can't do that. They can't do that to help themselves. And it's just a travesty when you sit here and look at what our elected officials in Springfield are doing to the entire state of Illinois.
All right, now, here's the thing, and I've been saying this now for a while. When they go back into session in Springfield, they're going to look and see what happened in tax reform in Washington, D.C., and they'll say that gives them approval to raise taxes in Illinois that much. Whatever you get a break for on the federal level, they'll try to reclaim that and redirect it to the state level through tax increases. That's my biggest concern right now.
They've done that before. Here's another thing. Do you realize that there are three bills that's in the state legislature right now to start taxing retirement income?
I have read that.
And I think that's the big thing we're going down the road. I see retirement income being taxed. And if you want to see something then, you'll see a flight out of Illinois like you've never seen before. It will pale to the 600,000 that's already left the state. Now, here's what they plan on doing. There's two of the three bills that's out there would tax the money from retirement from state employees like teachers, prison people, anybody that has a state pension.
Right.
They would take the money out before you see it.
Wow.
And that's two of the three bills that's out there. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Confiscate your taxes from your retirement before you get it, since they're administrators of the fund.
Right. And that way, if you leave the state, you'll still pay your fair share, even if you leave the state. Now, if you don't have a state pension, then you're free and clear. But if you leave the state and you have a state pension, they plan on getting their money.
Well, I guess it's going to be an interesting legislative session, won't it?
2008
election year.
2018 could be interesting.
See, because very often election years, you just find people doing nothing and posturing. And I don't think we can afford much posturing. We need some positive action.
We have a major problem. You touched base on it earlier this morning about our pension debt. And if it doesn't become addressed and they don't constructively do something with our pension debt, you're going to see municipalities, cities, counties literally start filing bankruptcy.
You know, it's interesting that in some other states, in Georgia, I remember in particular, they're talking about that, you know, the way they've dealt with some of their pensions on state levels. Matter of fact, I read where a fire chief in Georgia froze to death in his home. They'd cut the retirement so much he couldn't afford his heat, and he froze to death in his home.
Look what they did in Michigan when Detroit filed for insolvency. And I misspoke. I said bankruptcy. The municipalities file insolvency.
Right.
It means the same thing. It's just a different word. But they cut pensions up there a third right off the top.
Right. I saw that. And those people who were janitors, things along that line, they really took a hit.
It's the people making $30,000, $40,000 a year on their pension that are going to get screwed.
Yeah.
And then you take Alabama, Birmingham, did the same thing.